Tantor Audio presents Elixir by Jennifer L. Armentrout. Narrated by Rob Shapiro. Chapter 1. Alex clenched the titanium bars honed by Hephaestus and Apollo, amber-colored eyes burning with hate. But those eyes, they didn't belong to Alex. Alex's eyes were warm and brown like good whiskey. I'd memorized those eyes the first time I saw them in that warehouse in Atlanta. This was a different creature entirely. When we'd moved her to the safe house deep in Apple River, Illinois, we'd almost lost her. None of us, including me, had been ready for the full display of her power. If Apollo hadn't finagled Hephaestus, the only god who could build something that could withstand the Apollyon, into creating a room to keep Alex in, we wouldn't have been able to control her. "If you don't let me out of here, I'm going to rip your brother's ribs out and wear them as a crown!" I showed no emotion. Perhaps I'd grown used to the intimidations over the last couple of days. Threatening to kill Deacon was one of Alex's favorites. She'd grow bored with it soon enough. It hadn't been like that at first. She'd been almost normal, except for her amber-colored eyes. She'd talked and sounded like Alex, cracked jokes like Alex, argued like Alex, and she'd reasoned like Alex. She clenched the titanium bars. Each bar had been encased with an unbreakable chain-link net that Hephaestus had used on Aphrodite once. Not even the Apollyon could break through it. Above her, several marks had been carved into the cement, neutralizing most of her newly discovered abilities.